Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I live to worship.
why you were born. Now listen, the devil don't like it when we moan. Sometimes you gotta say, ooh. I see you confuse him when you go silent on him. Now quite open your mouth and say, oh. I magnify you. I thank you, God. I bless your name. Oh, God. Oh, I was born to worship Christ. Our Lord. Our Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord and be glad. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. I bring you greetings all the way from Portland, Oregon, the city of roses, where the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling and the people of God were born to worship. Amen. I'm not saying everybody else wasn't born to worship, but I'm just declaring, decreeing tonight that those of us that are here realize that we were born to worship. Amen. Praise God tonight. I want to welcome each of you to our broadcast on tonight. I hope and pray that you are ready to receive from the Lord. We're going to pray. We're going to hear a song of praise, and we're going to hear the word on tonight. So I want you to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Call somebody, text somebody, put it on Facebook. We are here at the Light of Portland broadcast. We give glory and honor to God for being sovereign, for being all-knowing, for being all-seeing, for being all-powerful. We thank him for being faithful, kind, loving, and compassionate towards tender mercies are new to us every morning. And that's why we say, Lord, great is your faithfulness unto us. We praise the Lord tonight, and we honor his presence that's with us, wherever you are, on your job, in the car, in the living room, in the dining room, in the bedroom. Maybe you're just chilling out on the front porch because it's a nice evening and you're relaxing. That's your sanctuary for the next hour. That's your place of worship for the next hour. So tell the dog not to bark. Tell the cat not to meow. Tell the kids not to run, skip, and hop and play. It's church time. It's time to worship the Lord. It's time to give God all what's due unto him, and that's glory and honor. We want to honor the Butterfields. They make this platform possible for us, and we're just truly grateful that we are able to share this time with them and so many others that use this channel of Blog Talk. And we're grateful that we have this opportunity. We thank God for our sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, amen, in Atlanta, Georgia. We love you, sis. And we thank God for those that are here in Portland, Oregon, building up the kingdom of God with us at the Greater St. Stephen Mission and Baptist Church, Elder Dante Farmer, the Mini Weather. We just truly thank God for you and your gifts and your talent that you give to the body of Christ. And we want to thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith for being such a covering, such a woman of God that serves the body of Christ across this world. Amen. Her reach goes so far. Her prayers go so far. And she is a woman of love, a woman of faith, a woman of courage. And we thank God for the queen that she is. Amen. We want to say tonight, Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers, grandmothers, aunties, cousins, aunties, aunties, godmother, whoever you may be. If you nurture another child, whether they are an adult or they are a child, and you serve them in a mother's capacity, today is your day. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you and to you. We hope and pray that you had a blessed day in the Lord. I know I am celebrated out. Amen. My family got started on Monday celebrating, and we have not stopped. It's been nonstop ever since Monday. And so we are just truly thanking God for family, for friends, and for fellowship and the love of each other. That's what I want to encourage you tonight. If you haven't reached out to somebody, reach out. Let them know you love them. Let them know that you miss y'all's time of fellowship, y'all's time of getting together. You don't have to talk long, but just reach out. And you say, well, Pastor Black, why should I reach out? Well, I want you to know tomorrow's not promised to none of us. And while we have today, we ought to live our lives giving God the glory and the honor. We ought to live our lives representing him in everything that we do and say. You don't know. You may be the only Bible they read. You may be what they need to get a breakthrough. Yeah. I tell in your loins of somebody else's deliverance, somebody else's breakthrough, somebody else's come through. Amen. And so you don't know. It might be your turn to plant. Might be your turn to water. All you're supposed to do is do it. Plant and water and wait for God to give the increase. We honor our guest speaker on tonight. Amen. I sent him a late text asking him to send me a little brief bio. But what I do know of our guest speaker tonight, Minister Keith Jordan, he is a member of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And all the folks that I know that go to St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, under the leadership of Pastor Craig Lamar Brown, everybody that goes there, I'm going to tell you what, a little secret. Don't tell nobody I told y'all this, but let me tell you, they love the Lord. They love his word, and they love to serve. Come on now. If you do those things, you write my book. You're good people. You're good people. So y'all get ready. Minister Keith Jordan is going to come. He's going to break the bread of life for us tonight, and I'm excited about the word that God has deposited within inside of him. And I just want us to prepare our hearts and minds now just to honor the Lord. So I want to do something. I normally don't do this, but I want to invite one or two of you on the line. If you know that your mother is listening today, I want you to press one so that you can say Happy Mother's Day to your mom on the air. If you are on the line and you know your mother is on the line listening and you would like to say Happy Mother's Day, press one so that I can bring you on live on the air. Amen. I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Because I know my mom is listening. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Well, let's get ready. Let's make ready.
we're going to pray and go before the Lord, and then we're going to hear a song of worship, and we are going to be ready to receive the word from Minister Keith Jordan of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, Portland, Oregon. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, oh God, to worship you, to let you know, Father, that we love you and that we appreciate you. Lord God, we adore you and we magnify you and we lift you up. Father, we declare tonight that you are God and you are in control of all things. Father, you are the creator of the universe. You are the sustainer of the universe. And when you created the earth, you created it and you looked upon it and you said, it is good. But Father, because of the time, the word has to fulfill itself. It's hard for us to see the good in the world, in the earth, in the world. It's hard. But God, I'm asking tonight that you would help our sight. Help us to see clearly, spiritually, what's going on in the world. Help us to see that there's hope. Help us to see that there is peace in the midst of all the confusion and all the chaos and all the big lies. God, help us to see your hand working in the midst of us. Father, we praise you tonight, choosing us to be available, to be witnesses of your glory, to be salt and light in the earth. Father, tonight we pray for all of those who are sick with infirmities, with sickness, with disease. Father, we ask that you would heal them tonight. Touch them, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. God, bring forth a healing in the name of Jesus. Then, God, help them to realize that it was only by your grace, only by your mercy that they are healed. Father God, I ask that you would touch those that are incarcerated tonight. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, God, to realize that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come into the Father except he come by you. Lord God, today, speak to that man, to that woman who's serving time today. Whether they're innocent of their crime or guilty of their crime, they too need to know Jesus. So, Father God, send someone their way. Let the letters that we write, the cards that we send, the phone calls that we accept, let that be times of opportunities that we can share of your goodness. Father, look down on those who are houseless tonight. Help them, Lord, out on the street, Father, living out, Lord God, on the street. Help them, Jesus. Protect them. Watch over them, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep them as the apple of your eye. Then, God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would bless those that are in search of employment, those that need to find a place to live. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Father. Those that are trying to make a decision, I pray that they don't move before they consult you, the all-wise God. You already know the answer. Help us to be patient, to wait on you, to seek you for what you have. Because your will, your way is perfect, it's good. Father, we ask that you would bless the word that's coming forth tonight. Strengthen us now, Lord God, that we may be prepared to receive it, to hear it, and then to apply it to our lives. We, oh God, give you glory and honor tonight for the word that's coming forth, for your word is life building. Your word speaks life. Your word speaks hope. Your word speaks power. And Father God, we thank you tonight for your word. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yet not distressed. For
a treasure hidden in me. Some painful circumstances that my poor soul could not flee. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hunt your neighbor and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to give him glory.
Jordan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Black, can you hear me? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you so much. Giving honor and glory to God, who is my Savior and Redeemer. I would like to thank you, Pastor Black, Pastor Charlene, and the Light of Portland broadcast, and the listening community for this opportunity to share the Word of God. Giving honor to my pastor. You mentioned his name already, Pastor Craig L. Brown. First Lady Elder Angela Brown, the elders and ministers and members of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church family. It is a true honor to be able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to what he's filled me with this evening. I don't know all where he's going to take us, but I'm looking forward to it also. Hallelujah. God is good. If we need a title this evening, it will be The Power of Love. as you gave the introduction and you talked about the goodness of God and all that he's done for us. Man, I was just, and then I heard a mighty word today preached by Pastor Brown for Mother's Day, and it was just, man, it just gave confirmation to everything that the Lord was pouring into me, so I'm excited. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your mighty name. I would be remiss if I did not say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and a special Happy Mother's Day to my mother. I didn't chime in and speak to her because I know she's probably asleep already, but I got a chance to video chat with her today because she's in a different state, and so it was so good to see her smiling face and to hear the words of love and encouragement and to reminisce a little bit with the woman that brought me into this world and showed me so much love. So thank you for that. The power of love, the power of love. With so many issues and challenges going on around us, political leaders inspiring separation, fear, disunity, discord, the tearing down of trust in our news agencies, health agencies, and even more. The fight for equal justice, equal pay, equal rights under the law. Fighting to safely reopen our country back to normal operating or close to it with our normal freedoms and capacities. With all these different things and attacks, seems like demonic attacks going on everywhere. I just came by today to share a little bit of word of encouragement. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. This is good news. The power of love. It's a simple word, but I believe a timely word because love is truly what we need. The scripture tells us that God is love, so we definitely need the power of God's love. Pastor Black, you gave an eloquent prayer, but I just want to briefly go back into a quick prayer and just before I go into my message. Dear Heavenly Father, who is the author and finisher of my faith, my Redeemer, please use this willing vessel as you see fit, O Lord. Allow me to decrease in self and increase in you, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart might be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. We ask all these things for your honor and your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The power of love. Power of love. As I was thinking about this message, and as it just pricked my heart, and it just seems like everywhere I turned, there was a something pointing me to love, 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 and the power of love. As I began to dive into this word, as I began to think about all the different avenues that love could take me down, I started to wonder, God, what are you giving me tonight? What are you giving me for the people, Lord, for your people? And as I studied, the word love appears 310 times in the King James Version and about 538 times in the NIV. The kind of love we're talking about specifically, the philanthropia love, because we know God is creation. His love created. The teachings of our faith hold to that love, that God is the primary reason for human beings' creation, one of the primary purposes of life. The love of God purifies our hearts, and through this, humans become transformed and self-sanctifying, or should I say self-sacrificing, as they reflect more of the attributes and qualities of God. the Greek word that I was led to was agape love. The translation of agape love, all my theologians and my saints of God and anyone who's been around the church or a praying mother or a praying grandmother, you've heard the term agape and you've heard unconditional love. To have love for someone or something based on sincere appreciation and a high regard, to love, to regard with affection and love of concern, true love. So my first point I'd like to make as we talk about the love of God and the power of love is we love because he first loved us. This is not just something that we're able to do because we thought of it one day. We love because God is love and he first loved us. If I might stop for a moment and just pause, when I think about mothers and I think about the sacrifice and all that they've done and birthing a child and holding them in the womb and then power of a mother's love. I think for me, when I thought about this, a mother's love is the closest thing on this earth that we see to unconditional agape love of God. I know my mother, and most of us have this testimony, no matter, you know, how many mistakes we made growing up, no matter what we did, a mother's love was always there for us. Our mother could overlook so many things where we fell short, where we just weren't right, and still love us unconditionally, pray for us, and use the power of that love for our breakthrough. So I want to thank the mother. I want to thank my mother, and I want to thank all mothers because you've given us an example of what Jesus Christ did for us because we're not able to see him in the flesh on this earth. So thank you, mothers. Thank you. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. But let us go on. So we love because he first loved us. The scripture we'll be reading from tonight is 1 John 4, 7 through 13. And I'll be reading from the ESV version. And the scripture reads, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whosoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love, does not know God because God is love. Verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Verse 10. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. Verse 13. And by this, we know that we abide in him and he abides in us because he has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. So I want to go back, if I will, just for a moment and talk about verse 10. That'll be my focus scripture as we talked about we love because he first loved us. Is anybody excited about the power of love? Is anybody excited to see where God is taking us this evening? Hallelujah, somebody. This is good news. Verse 10. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. It is not about your love for God. It is about his love for you. Hallelujah. So don't focus on your love for God, but put your focus on his love for you. Your love for God is a response to his love for you. Let's focus on that for a moment. So God is love, and his ability or our ability is love because he first loved us. In Romans 5 and 8, it says that, but God shows his love for us, and while we were in sinners, while we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. This is the propitiation. This is the example of God giving himself incarnate in the earthly form, in the earthly person of Jesus Christ, to atone for our sins. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This, the propitiation, this focuses on Jesus taking on the sins of the world that we might be placed in right standing with God. So we know our creation is of God. Most of us have been born again. And if we haven't, I know I can feel him tugging at your heart to let the power of his love take over and put you in right standing. But I just want to stop again for a moment and think about that. We love because he first loved us. So therefore, when we love, it's nothing for us to brag about or to get to actually take credit for, you know, the fact that we love one another. It is a natural response of a loving God who first loved us. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. Hallelujah, somebody. So God loved us. And because he first loved us, we're able to love. Hallelujah, somebody. As I was studying this lesson and stuff, it talked about the fact that a lot of people have not accepted the love of God. Or they don't feel that the love of God is a necessity for their lives. Have you ever heard any of your friends, family members, or loved ones, or anybody say, well, I'm a good person. I'm a good person, so I do the right things and I do the good things. Well, I've heard that. I even said that before I gave my life back to Christ, not understanding the fullness of that statement. But we by ourselves, there's no good thing in us. We're wretches undone. And without his love, without his transformative love, we don't have the ability to love in the proper way. Agape love, a love where as we grow in the fullness of God's love, we grow to where we can love sincerely, holding someone, everyone, and saved or unsaved, in high regard, because God, that's how God looks at us. That's how he holds us in love. I would say, with all the things going on, that we can look around this world and we can see how we are being pitted against one another, and the haves and have-nots, and the people being left behind and leaders encouraging others to do things the worldly way instead of loving each other and caring for each other and ensuring that we all have opportunity, equal opportunity, and that provisions are there. It's never been so more real than during this past year during the pandemic. But but God, we have a mighty God. We serve a loving God, a powerful God, and the power of his love is life-changing. It's heart-changing. It's dimension-changing. It's nothing that the power of God's love can accomplish. So God loves us first, and we love because he loved us first. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Getting into it a little bit, but that's good news. He first loved us, and I'm happy about it. He first loved us, and now I'm saved. Hallelujah. The second point I would like to make is love covers a multitude of sin. Hallelujah, somebody. Love covers a multitude of sin. In 1 Peter 4:8, the scripture says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers multitude of sin. This type of love says more about our relationship with Jesus Christ and our growth and knowledge of God than anything else, because as we grow and mature in the things of God, we become more Christ-like, and we are able to love unconditionally without expectation of something back. But we love, we hold in high regard and sincere appreciation, because that's how God sees us. Hallelujah, somebody. That's how God sees us. So let me stop right there. Love covers a multitude of sin, and I just want to speak on that for a moment, because love also, when I thought about this, I was like, love, the power of love breaks chains of pain, of hurt, of sin, of disappointment, of lies, of evil, of every other kind of ism that is bound to this dying word. Love covers a multitude of sin, and it allows us to see each other the way God sees us, for what he called us and created us to be, in our potential, not our past mistakes. Hallelujah. I want to stop, and I just want to give all God, thank you, Heavenly Father, because thank God we serve a God, a loving God that loves us in spite of us. Thank God we serve a God of another chance. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank God that we serve a God that sees Jesus, the blood of the precious Lamb in us, oh Lord, that he just didn't cast us away because of past mistakes. Thank God that he doesn't see us the way some of my friends and families and loved ones see me from when I was younger and made past mistakes and had given up on me. Thank God for his love that redeemed me. Thank God for his love that saved me. Thank God for his love that restored me. Thank God for his love that gave me another chance. Thank God for being God. Thank God for loving me first. Thank God that his love has the power to wash away sin. Thank God for sending Jesus Christ in the flesh to atone for our sins. Let me stop right there again. Let's talk about the Jesus dying for our sins. Hallelujah. The appropriation of our sins, oh Lord, that Jesus came because he knew that we needed a Savior. When we talk about this subject, it's about a dying world, and it's about God knew that his wrath was deserving, that most of us, if or all of us, were lacking, were lost in sin, and most of us were an enemy of God, even if we didn't even know it. Hallelujah. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ to atone for us, to take on the sins of the world, that we might have another opportunity. Hallelujah, Lord. When I think about what the Apostle Paul said to the church of Corinth, because he was trying to point out to them what they were missing, what they were lacking in. And he talked about love. And he, in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, he gave them an example. He gave them a spiritual definition, a godly definition of what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. 5, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. It loves. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. I'm going to stop right there. Love never fails. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Love never fails. Love never fails. That's good news. That's good news. Hallelujah. So love covers a multitude of sin. I want to stop and pause for a moment because it's very important that I get this out. There are people out there under the sound of my voice right now where you have a loved one, a friend, coworker, someone in school, someone that you see every day that you haven't spoke to, or you fell out of communication, or you stop talking to them because of some difference, lack of communication, a hurtful word or something that they didn't do or they did do, and you've let that drive a wedge between you and this person. There are family members who haven't spoken to each other for years, because disagreement or, you know, something that went wrong or a hurtful word, as they say, and we hold on to these things and we won't let them go. Well, I'm saying right now, stop. Let the power of God's love, let his love heal right now. We've seen during this pandemic how it can all be gone in the blink of an eye. We know that we're not promised tomorrow and how we can let these things manifest and we can let these things build up and build up and build up. And before you know it, we're full of regret. We're full of hurt. We're full of hurt that causes us to separate from God's love. And not to be able to grow and become everything that he's called us to be, because we're holding on to these hurts and these pains. It takes energy to hate. It takes energy to hold on to these type of things. That's another thing about love. Love gives you freedom. Love gives you the freedom to pick your head back up, to say I'm sorry, to say forgive me, Father, to repent, and then to get back up in the power and the love and the honesty of God and then move on. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. This type of love is edifying. It builds up. It encourages. It doesn't tear down. Hallelujah. So we need to get away from those things, and we need to repair these relationships. Let the first one, without sin, let the first one who hasn't made a mistake, let the first one that hasn't got the wrong type of attitude, let the first one that hasn't communicated properly. Oh, where would I be without the Lord by my side? Hallelujah, somebody. This is good news. So I just strongly encourage and pray that chains will be broken, yokes will be torn down, that blinders will be removed, that forgiveness would overtake our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, that the agape love of Jesus Christ, that we would grow in that love, that we would take on that mindset, that we become more and more like Christ. We would take on those attributes that love can cover the sin, a multitude of sin, that love can heal, that love can restore, that love can forgive, that love can build up. Hallelujah, somebody. That love can give you a new start. Yes, Lord, that love can encourage, that love can empower, that love can transform and transition you into exactly what God has called you to be. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. That's good news, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm so happy. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy that he's filled my heart with love. I'm so happy that love saved me. I'm so happy that when I was angry, just for the sake of being angry, I really didn't have a reason to be angry. But I thought that when you could walk into a room or when you could come around people and they feared you, that was power. But then God showed me a different way, and he showed me true power is based on love. True power is when you can go in any walk, in any circle, and people receive you because they see something different about you. They see something special about you. They see something that's encouraging. They see something that's a light, that's joy, that's empowering. They see something that they want to be around. And this will allow us to one another. This will allow us to go into the different communities, into the different walks of life, and into the different places, high and low, and share the good news. So I just want to thank you for the love of Jesus. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the love that covers a multitude of sin. I just want to thank you for the love that washed me white as snow, oh Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody ought to be celebrating tonight, and somebody, I can feel it. There's love in the air. There's love in the atmosphere. There's love where somebody's going to heal a relationship tonight, oh Lord. Somebody's going to forgive a loved one tonight, oh Lord. Somebody's going to forgive a friend. Somebody's going to ask for forgiveness, oh Lord. Somebody who's made mistakes, who's fallen short, who's been filled with lack of confidence and self-loathing and just wanted to give up, oh Lord. Somebody's going to be encouraged tonight, oh Lord. Somebody's going to be encouraged, and somebody's going to be drawn to the power of your love. Or I feel it in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your mighty name. Glory to your mighty name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. This is good news. My final point that I want to make tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God is a good God. Love feeds and strengthens faith. and strengthens faith. Hallelujah, somebody. When my pastor preached this morning, I heard an exciting term that he used. He said that faith was the only currency that heaven recognizes. Hallelujah, somebody. That is good news. Faith is the only currency that heaven recognized. For we know without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah, somebody. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. Love is greater than hope and faith. Why? Because hope and faith cannot produce love. However, love can give birth and hope, love can give birth to both hope and faith in our hearts. Hallelujah, somebody. I'll read that again. Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is greater than hope and faith. Why? Because hope and faith produce love. However, love can give birth to hope and faith in our hearts. I want to say, I was thinking about this, and I actually, faith activates the power of God on our behalf. Love feeds and strengthens faith. Faith activates God's power on our behalf. In order to grow in faith, we have to be in relationship with God. When we're in relationship and we have faith, when we activate that faith in love, the scripture say in Matthew 17 and 20 that truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel the power of God's love. Hallelujah, somebody. God is good. Hallelujah, somebody. Faith. Hallelujah. Activating our faith and empowering God to move on our behalf. That's good news. The scripture promises that God to manifest in our lives. In our weakness, he is strong, and he is compelled to fight our battles for us. Hallelujah. When we operate in faith, when we grow in the love of God, when we take on the characteristics and the mindset of God, and we begin to become mature Christians, things change for us. Things change our point of view, our outlook, our testimony changes. Hallelujah, somebody. We begin to walk upright and our head up high. We begin to have a humble assurance about us because we know where our strength comes from. Who is the King of Glory? Hallelujah, somebody. Our testimony changes. And when we go through things, when we face challenges, when we face any type of issue, when we face hardships, when we face different things, our testimony becomes, if it had not been for the Lord by my side, hallelujah, somebody, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. He will never leave us or forsake us, and he will never give us more than we can bear. He didn't bring us this far to leave us now. He who began a good work in us is able to complete it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Get behind thee, Satan. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Our walk will change. Our talk will change. Our persona will change because it will be rooted in the love and the power of God. If you know that God is a loving God, if you know that God is a good God, if you know that God is a powerful God, hallelujah, somebody, you need to be shouting at the rooftops right now. You need to shout. You need to let somebody. You need to give him praise. You need to lift him up. You need to praise him in the sanctuary. You need to praise him in your roof. You need to praise him in your living room. You need to praise him in your bedroom. You need to praise him in your car, wherever you're at. Hallelujah. If I be lifted up on the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah, somebody. This is good news. There is power in love. And the power that is in love is the power of God. Because the kind of love that we're talking about is the love of God. The scriptures say that God is love. Hallelujah, somebody. God is love. So when I say there is power in love, I'm referencing there is power in God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to know God today, somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Black. Glory to his mighty name.
Amen.
Glory to his mighty name.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that word on tonight, the power of love. Yes, yes, yes. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little of. Yes, we thank you for that word, Minister Jordan, on tonight. And truly, we can agree with you. We stand in agreement with you on that word tonight, that Jesus is love, and the only way we can love each other is if we have a love for him. And that's what he's requiring of us now, is that we love him and we love each other. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, tonight, another awesome time of prayer, praise, and preaching. I hope you've been blessed by the word on tonight. I truly have been blessed. I know that God is doing a work even in the midst of us right now. I feel his love moving and stirring our hearts and minds. It might not sound like the way you think it should sound, but if God has been, you've been praying about it, you know that he has a way of working things out. He don't do things the way we expect him to do it or the way we think he should do it, but when he does it, and it comes out well. So thank you, Minister Jordan, for that word on tonight, the power of love. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I hope something has been said tonight that has intensified your love relationship with the Lord, that has increased your faith and has caused you to have a hunger and thirst, the one true living God, the one that loves us unconditionally. So I hope and pray that you join us next Sunday. We'll be back at the same place at the same time. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. And in the power of his love, be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Amen.
Help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might burn a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love, and he won't let you down. And I know he's mine. you got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause His love and His wisdom will be a helping hand. And I know the truth. But Jesus, He loves, yes. Woo! He won't let you down. Now I know He loves. Woo! Deep down in my soul, oh, Jesus. And I know He's mine. Oh, mine, oh, mine, oh, mine, oh, mine. Forever. Oh, in my heart, help me. You don't mind. I wanna walk with You, jump over You. I just wanna do all the things that you want me to do, because I know that Jesus. Who can hear?